Hi there, you're listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com, and today we're extremely fortunate to have Mark Gamble with us. Now, Mark is a business development consultant both on and offline, and he's helped approximately 250 businesses over the last 10 years to increase their profit margins and the results from their marketing efforts. Now, Mark's time constraints, of course being one man with 24 hours a day, led him to create an extremely powerful course called Monopolize Your Marketplace. Now, we're going to talk to Mark about his course a little bit, but for the majority of the time, we're going to pick his brains about how we can take advantage of basically putting together a marketing package that's going to make us a leader within whatever industry that we are in. But first, I'd like to welcome you, Mark, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Terry, thank you so much for the invitation. This conversation has been a long time in coming, but I definitely appreciate that timing is everything, and I think the timing is right now. Let me back up. I appreciate the great introduction. The Monopolize Your Marketplace system that we're going to talk about today is an extension of an already existing marketing plan, but I've just basically pushed it online. I've put it in an on-demand kind of environment. So when you hear me refer to it, I'll call it the on-demand system or the the online marketing program. But it's a program. It's a system. It's a series of strategies, practices, and principles that have been in existence and have been around for quite some time, and I've just embodied them into a very easy-to-use, on-demand, online system that business owners can take advantage of.
Excellent.
So that's kind of the segue when you reference the Monopolize Your Marketplace, or MYM, system. It's an extension of it online.
Okay, perfect. So how did this thing all come about? Maybe you can give us a bit of your background and tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got to the point where you are now, and how Monopolize Your Marketplace kind of came to being.
Well, I think you said I've been doing what I've been doing about a decade, and you know, when you look back and you realize 96, a lot has changed since about 95, 96, and there's been advancements in all areas. I mean, you just look around and see that, you know, kids are different, baby boomers are different, and everybody in between is different. So it's been an interesting journey, an interesting evolution. But my focus has been for quite some time working with businesses in many different capacities to help them improve their operations, make them more efficient, improve their overall P&L statements or profit and loss statements. So at the end of the day, their hard work for that small business person really pays off, not just in larger returns from their marketing, but also in overall, you know, improvements to their profit line.
Excellent. So this has been a course that's got a lot of blood, sweat, and tears put into it.
A lot of it. I've been working with companies in a lot of capacities, and it all boils down to marketing when it's all said and done. And if you don't have a good marketing plan, if you don't have a good marketing strategy in place, then the best ideas, the best, you know, laid plans, the best, you know, human resources, you know, are for naught, because nobody knows about your business, and if nobody knows about it, nobody uses it. And if nobody uses it, you might as well just call it a hobby.
Exactly.
So the effort around the MYM On Demand system really kind of spawned from the fact that there is just a limited amount of time in the day to help people out, and you find that you get a lot of bang for your buck when you do a seminar or a workshop or a public forum. I have breakfasts or lunch and learns with Chamber of Commerces and go through and get a group of business owners together and teach them, you know, strategies. And there's a lot of efficiency there, but it's tiring to me. I mean, it was definitely, you know, a lot on me, always out and putting on a new presentation. And you know, I don't see how the, you know, rock stars or music, you know, stars get out there and do that thing on a regular basis. I'm just not the touring kind.
Yeah.
So what I basically ended up doing was myself and a few marketing counterparts of mine, some associates of mine, got together and we took some of the training, some of the experiences, some of the expertise that we all have, and we put it together in a very complete and comprehensive online marketing training program. Now, let me make sure that I explain the online, comma, marketing training program.
Okay, yep.
This is not a marketing program on how to market online, per se, although it does cover marketing strategies and using online technologies to enhance your marketing strategies. But it is, in essence, an online course on marketing that is available 24 hours, 7 days a week, anytime for a small business owner to literally get a crash training in developing a customized marketing strategy for their business so that they can enhance their efforts and get a larger return from their marketing dollar.
That's cool. What kind of information are you providing in your course that would make it different than any other course that I would go out and take?
Well, there's a lot of differentiation factors, but I would say the best things to know is most small business owners, when they think marketing, it's usually a knee-jerk type of reaction or response to their business operations, because most small business owners are very good at what they do in their trade, their craft, or their product that they manufacture or resell. And when you talk to them about marketing, the first thing that comes out of their mind, out of their mouth is, oh, well, I'll mail out, or I'll put something in a paper or a periodical, or I'll put something, a website up online, or I'll put a commercial together and, you know, have it broadcast. And everything that they're talking about is basically a tactical approach to marketing. Now, tactics are necessary because that helps the implementation of your plan get and helps your plan get executed. But the reality of it is without the first part, which is the strategy, you're really just shooting in the dark. You don't know whether ad in the newspaper is a good idea or how and what to put up on your website when you turn your website on. So sitting down and making sure that there's a very, very concise, directed approach to putting together the strategic side of your marketing plan before implementing the tactical side is what we really focus on the course. The course encompasses both strategic and tactical. And we made it very, very simple. I've got, you know, a 3-year-old, and one of the things that I'm realizing is it's very easy for her to grasp things and move to that next enlightening learning idea that she has based on how I chunk information for her. And so what we've done in the online course is basically chunked a lot of this, you know, big, broad scope of marketing and marketing plans and marketing strategies and all the things that most small business owners want to shy away from because it's boring, it's you know, hard, it's, you know, a pain in the butt. And it's easy to just say, hey, I'll just go out and kind of copy an ad on what a competitor does and put it in the same paper or mail out the same kind of thing that they do or mirror their website and then call it marketing. And then they start scratching their head and wondering why sales aren't improving. So the on-demand course very effectively chunks how to put your strategy together and then how to implement that strategy from a tactical aspect using all of the right vehicles and media that are available.
Okay, so if I have a small business right now that, you know, a newspaper sales rep, ad sales rep calls me up and says, you know, place an ad here, et cetera, I just go and do that. That type of tactical knee-jerk reaction isn't going to be as effective, obviously, as if I have a strategy. What would you do the very, very first thing that you would do if you sit down with, we'll use myself for an example. I have a small business. We sit down and start talking about the business. What would your advice be to me at the very, very first? What do I need to do?
Well, when we first, let's back up, and when I say strategy, it's a lot of times people throw this word around, and it really doesn't have the teeth it should have. Strategy, from a marketing standpoint, basically means that you know how to say and what to say to your prospects or to your target markets in their language about what makes you better, different, or more unique than any other option that that prospect has when it comes to buying or taking advantage of whatever it is that you sell. So from a strategic standpoint, really needling down and knowing what to say and how to say it is important. And, you know, without getting into specifics about a particular business, because, you know, one of the things that I definitely want to make sure folks understand is marketing is marketing is marketing is marketing, and everybody does marketing every single solitary day, no matter who they are or what they do. They are typically just marketing something different depending upon their situation. What I mean by that is marketing is nothing more than a fancy word for communications. And if you can effectively communicate why you're different, better, more unique than anybody else that's out there or any other options that are out there, then it helps that prospect make the decision on what they need to do, which is buy or do business with you. From a communication standpoint, that's really all it is. It's making sure that you're saying what the prospect understands, what the prospect relates to, what's important to the prospect, so that they can feel comfortable that the decision that they're making to do business with you is the right one for themselves. And that's strategy. So, long way around the barn, you know, I apologize that we might have a few questions that go the long way around the barn in this interview today, Terry. I'll just give you a heads up on that.
Yeah, quite okay.
Long way around the barn for the answer to your question. So if you and I were to sit down and to start discussing where and what you should do first to start putting together a marketing plan, it would really be to dissect and determine, in a nutshell, you know, why should somebody do business with you? What is it that you bring to the table that your company has designed or does, or how it operates, the expertise that you bring that really helps you bring a different or a unique solution to that marketplace? And that answer typically is overlooked by a lot of business owners. They feel, well, the reason they should is because I either have a whole lot of years in business, or I've got a lot of expertise, or, you know, I've got the top of the line product that I'm reselling, or whatever it is. The reality of it is they have to look at it from the prospect or from their customer's point of view. If they don't understand specifically the hot buttons from their customer's point of view, then it's kind of like two sides speaking two different languages, and one side, you know, thinking one thing is important and very cool that they should focus on, and another side wanting to learn more about some other aspect of the product or the business that never gets touched on, and as such, they don't feel that this is the right product or the right service for them, and they end up either not doing business with you or going to a competitor. And that's the differentiation. That's the strategy approach to understanding. Before I put anything in a newspaper, I've got just if I'm going to buy an eighth page ad or a half page ad or a full page ad, I've got just as much opportunity for my ad to be seen than all of my competitors who are in this periodical as well. What I say in this ad is what's going to differentiate whether or not it gets a response. And that's the key thing when you start out. So understanding how to put I like to say really get a good handle on what makes your customers tick and what ticks them off. Because if you can figure out what makes them tick and what ticks them off, and then you can communicate, again, in their language and articulate in their language using the vernacular that they would use about what your business does to enhance the things that, you know, make them tick and the things that they like, and it helps them avoid or alleviate or eliminate those things that tick them off, then you've got a very, very solid basis or solid foundation for your marketing strategy, your communication pieces that you will be, or communication verbiage that you'll be using, so you can put copy together and you can put marketing pieces together.
So how do I go about finding out what they want?
Well, very, 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 very easy question. Just like you've heard the old axiom, ask and you shall receive, well, sit down and have some conversations with some folks. If you take, you know, I like, when I work with folks, with my clients, I like to have them pull out their database of all of their customers and all their leads and all their prospects, and we basically break them up into three different components or three different groups. One group being their current customers, good customers, and then another group being prospects or leads that, you know, haven't necessarily closed, and then a third group being customers who have done business with them, but for one reason or another were not happy or satisfied with the service or the product that they purchased, so they're unhappy or they're dissatisfied customers or clients of theirs. Put these three groups together and literally sit down and have either a one-on-one discussion with a handful of each of these individuals, as well as some focus groups. And focus groups, it's just a fancy word for a roundtable powwow session where people get to talk about stuff open-ended, the gripes, you know, accolades, things just get shared in an open forum type of environment. And it can be conference calls, it can be face-to-face. When we do it, we have, for my clients, we even use these online virtual web meeting resources where we'll get several of the vendors on a web conference and, you know, not only take them through an explanation on some of the enhancements that are being offered by the client, but also poll them while we're in conversation with them and track that information and make sure that we ask specific questions related to what makes us different, better, unique in their minds. Because especially the customers, those are the people that have already decided to do business with you. And if you're a brand new business and you don't have any new customers, you don't have any prospects, it's a little bit more challenging, but it's definitely possible because whatever it is that you sell, product or service, you feel it meets the need of a particular market. There are people out there in that market that they'd be much more willing to have a conversation with you initially than to have to hear a sales pitch from you. So if you were to just sit down and have a few conversations with some folks, that's a very solid place to start. Take that information, take that feedback, that input that you get from those discussions, and marry it with your own personal knowledge and background and experience and expertise in the industry, or leader in the industry that you're in. And now you can start to really get a good sampling or good understanding on how to put communications together about what's important to them. The conversation part, one of the things that's covered in the on-demand training program, I think it's session 3, I don't have the course curriculum open in front of me. Session 3 talks about how to have conversations, interviews with customers and prospects in a one-on-one capacity, and then how to even use technology so that you can put online surveys together and invite, you know, loads of people in there, where maybe you can only talk to a dozen or so folks. You can invite hundreds to thousands of people to give you input and feedback using a lot of the technology that's out there and these survey systems that are available. And it's very easy to organize, to aggregate all that data and information, and then identify those areas that are important. So the strategy that's discussed in the on-demand training program is how to find or how to key into the customer's hot buttons, the things that keep them up at night, or the things that, you know, frustrate them or upset them, or the things that make them excited, or, again, the things that make them tick or the things that tick them off. I mean, once you key into their hot buttons, then you can talk about those hot buttons, and people will be much more prone to listening to your message and less likely to regard it as an interruption or interference in their day-to-day routines. And, you know, we all know how much advertising we're subjected to no matter where we live on this planet, so
that's for sure.
It's important to make sure your message rises above every other message that's floating around out there and in all the other form factors that are available to get it heard and have people take advantage of whatever offer you're putting together for them.
No, I think what you've just mentioned, the process that you just walked us through, is absolutely incredibly powerful information for an offline business. Is it something that would work online as well? I'm thinking about my business with the business professional. Would the process that you just walked us through work with an online business?
Well, let me back up from that question just for a moment and make sure people understand that what we're talking about here, A, it's not rocket science, nor are any of the theories or functions involved with executing anything we're talking about. So people need to relax and realize it is finite. You don't have an infinite number of ways to market, an infinite number of ways to communicate, an infinite number of competitors to deal with. It is something that is manageable. It's something that you can wrap your hands around. It's something that you can influence and affect very, very easily with the right plan. So with that said, first, let's just realize that no matter what you sell, period, it fits into four basic general categories from a marketing standpoint. Industry categories is what we call them. There's either retail, there's professional services, there's trade services, and then there's like wholesalers or indoor manufacturers. So for the most part, you can find one umbrella to fit under to no matter what you sell, business or service or product. So being able to feel as though, and a lot of times I hear this, Terry, is, oh, my business is different, my business is unique, I don't have the same issues that other businesses have. And that may be true to some extent, but let's not get full of ourselves and think that we are the first person in the history of mankind to come up with a particular idea or a particular business. And it's never been explored in that aspect. I mean, they say there are no new ideas, and, you know, the reality of it is it's the truth. There are no new ideas. So it's important to understand that being able to dissect and your marketing and approach it from a systematic standpoint helps you actually get results, so that it's something that you get around to. It's something that you do. It's something that you use on a regular basis. Would you realize that you can turn around, you can change just the way your secretary answers the phone or the verbiage on your home page that can have dramatic results in the results that your marketing efforts pull in for you. And that's the importance of understanding. You're not so different that practices, strategies, theories, ideas cannot apply to your business. Now, you might have to think a little bit outside the box in some cases, and that's one of the biggest challenges for business owners is not to, you know, to think so one-dimensionally about just their product or their service when they hear a marketing strategy or a marketing idea, is to really think in multiple dimensions on, that's interesting. I wonder how I could do something like that in my industry. And the best thing, whenever a client says to me, well, Mark, nobody is, if I make a suggestion to them, and I it might be kind of off the wall, but I'll make a marketing suggestion to them, and they say, oh, well, nobody's doing that in my industry. Well, there's a great opportunity then. As long as it's moral, ethical, and, you know, kosher, then, you know, you can still, you don't have to be the, you know, one of the, you know, one of a kind. You want to base, I mean, you don't have to turn around and follow the pack. You can be one of a kind with certain innovative ideas, and of course you've got to test those innovative ideas to make sure it's something that the marketplace truly wants. Thus the reason you have to sit down and inquire, have conversations, and talk to the people that you're trying to, you know, market and sell to. So to answer your question, Terry, about your online business, at the end of the day, people are joining your online community because there's something that you provide them. And that professional service, for lack of a better word, I mean, heck, it's in the title of the name of the company. But that professional service that you're offering them might help them, you know, reduce the amount of time that they spend, you know, Googling stuff all over the internet. It might help them find one nugget of one business idea that's been escaping them for, you know, a long time that they weren't able to really connect the dots on, but the collaboration and the camaraderie in your community has, you know, brought that together. All these little bitty things is what you have to get those folks to tell you what's important to them. So when you have some discussions about the things that they want to have as a result of being part of your business professional organization or membership community, that gives you the insight to determine the things that you're going to talk about when you go out and you start knocking on doors virtually or in person and let folks know, hey, I've got this online community that has these resources available and does these things for you if you're a member. It's not what you think is important. It's not the things that you think are cool or the interviews that you think you should do or the, you know, technologies you think you should focus on. It's what the people that you're trying to sell to. It's, you know, I don't know if you guys get The Apprentice over there, but
yep.
You know, it's so obvious every single solitary show. If they would just go out and concentrate on the end user instead of sitting around their freaking war room all day long and, you know, arguing with each other, they would really be able to, and the shows that you see them out there, you know, inquiring from the marketplace before they go out and they put a lot of time, energy, and resources into, you know, executing whatever their strategy is, those are the teams that always end up, skating past the boardroom and having the great reward with the celebrity or, you know, whatever the reward, you know, the Donald's giving away at that time.